各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神继续祝福带领我们弟兄姐妹。
May God continue to bless and guide everyone.
小弟来到这个法拉盛教会啊，就觉得我们这个教会的地点非常好。
When I came to Flushing Church, I felt that this is a very good location.
我看很多住曼哈顿的同龄呢，不去皇后，不去波罗伦，都跑到我们这边来。
A lot of members who live in Manhattan, they don't go to Queens, Ozone Park, or Brooklyn, but they come here.
我问他们为什么？
And I asked them why.
他们说这里坐七号铁一路就可以到了。
They say by taking the 7 train on subway, you can make it here directly.
那我们教会又有一个信徒大会通过一个修建的计划。
And our congregation meeting, in the meeting, we passed a construction plan.
那我听到，如果真的要完成，可能要500万或者是700万。
If we really want to complete this construction, then we might need $5 to $7 million.
那这个是一个比较长远的工程。
This is a long process and construction plan.
我们弟兄姐妹，这个为了我们下代的子孙，为了神的荣耀我们要来。朝这方面努力。
So, brothers and sisters, for our next generation and for the glory of God, we must work hard towards this goal.
所以下午用乐捐的厚恩做题目，彼此来劝勉。
So, in the afternoon, I'm going to use the topic overflowing in rich generosity for mutual encouragement.
小弟当传道二十多年哈，我大概前十八年以前，大概都没有再不敢讲奉献的道理了。
I've been a preacher for over 20 years, and for the first 18 years or so, I never dared to talk about offering in a sermon.
我总觉得讲这个道理，人家会不会觉得教会在敛财啊？
So I always thought that if I talked about this topic, does it seem like the church is asking for money?
但是哈，我年纪越大，越觉得这个道理实在是福气的道理。
But the older I get, I now have come to see this message as a message of blessing.
不晓得我相信在座很多人都体会过，其实真的奉献是一种极大的福气。
And I trust that many here have experienced that offering is a great blessing.
就好像耶稣所说的，施比受更为有福。
Just like what Lord Jesus
就是圣经所说的。
Just like what the Bible says, it is better to give than to receive.
所以今天下午想用这个题目来谈，我们为什么要奉献。
So this afternoon, I would like to use this topic to discuss why we offer.
谈到奉献的透明性。
And the transparency of offering.
那我们再来谈这个奉献的这个益处是什么？
And also the benefits of offering.
我们就从哥林多后书的八章、九章来学习。
So we will learn from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9.
为什么我们要奉献呢？
So why do we offer?
因为主耶稣基督本身就是过着奉献的生活。
Because Lord Jesus himself lived a life of offering.
他把自己献给我们人类。
He gave himself and offered himself to us humans.
所以我们学耶稣基督也过着奉献的生活。
So we must learn from Lord Jesus Christ to also live a life of offering.
我们看哥林多后书八章九节十节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9 and 10.
哥林多后书八章九节十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9 and 10.
九节 Jack 请你读。
Verse 9.
Jack 吗？请你读。你可以看上面。
Verse 9.
知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
这边告诉我们，我们主耶稣基督，他本来是富足的。
Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ, he was rich.
为我们成为贫穷。
But for our sakes, he became poor.
我们的耶稣，他本来就是神。
Our Lord Jesus, he is God.
大卫在谈到神的富足这样说。
When David, he talked about the abundance, the richness of God, he said this.
他说，神啊，尊大，能力，荣耀，强盛，威严，都是你的。
He said, Lord, majesty, abundance, power, richness, all of this is yours.
凡天上地下都是你的。
Everything in the heavens and on the earth are yours.
国度也是你的。
And kingdoms are yours.
并且你为至高。
And you are the utmost high, most,
尊荣, this 丰富都从你而来。
And glory and abundance all comes from you.
你的手有大能大力。
And in your hands there is great
might. 使人尊大强盛都是出于你。
You can make people great and powerful that all comes from you.
这个在谈到神的那种丰盛啊。
This is talking about the abundance of God.
那神本身也谈到自己的富足。
And God himself has also talked about his richness.
他说这个树林中的百兽都是我的。
He said, all of the creatures in the woods are mine.
千山的牲畜也是我的。
And all the living creatures in all the mountains are mine.
山中的灰鸟我都知道。
And I know all of the birds flying above the mountains.
野地的走兽也都是属于我。
And all of the creatures on land in the wilderness, they
all belong to me. 我如果肚子饿，我不用告诉你。
If I'm hungry, I do not need to tell you.
因为地和其中所充满的都是我的。
Because the land and all that fills it are mine.
这两个经文呢，都是在谈到神的耶稣基督本来是富足的。
These passages all tell us that Lord Jesus was originally rich.
但是他来到人间为我们成为贫穷。
But he came to this world for our sakes, he became poor.
我们都知道他生在马槽，长在木匠的家里面。
We all know that he was born in a stable and then he a manger and he grew up in a carpenter's household.
我们当中没有人在马槽里面生下来了。
None of us were born in a manger, I think.
你还记得主耶稣他们上圣殿为了生下孩子献祭的东西是什么吗？
Do you remember what they offered in the temple?
他献斑鸠了哈。
They offered pigeons.
其实这种感恩奉献，有钱人可以献牛。
And these kinds of Thanksgiving offering, the wealthy usually offer.
中产阶级送献羊。
And then those who are middle class, they offer sheep.
那这个穷人家就献斑鸠。
And then the ones who are poor, they offer quails, turtle doves, quails.
那这个斑鸠自己可以抓得到了。
And these birds, you can catch them yourself.
所以呢，总是要一个感恩的心就行。
So you must have a heart of thanksgiving.
有时候我们主耶稣没有早餐可以吃啊。
And our Lord Jesus, he did not have breakfast to eat.
有时候去找无花果来做当做早餐。
So sometimes he would just eat from the fig tree.
但是有时候无花果也不效力。
But sometimes the fig tree does not bear fruit.
我们主耶稣说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子没有诊所的地方。
So Lord Jesus said that there's a home for the fox and the birds. Birds have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest his head.
主耶稣没有钱付税怎么办？
And what happens when Lord Jesus did not have money to pay taxes?
叫彼得去钓鱼啊，第一个鱼口中有一块，有一个铜板可以拿来付税啊。
And he told Peter to go fish, and then the fish that they fished up, there was a coin in their mouth to be able to pay taxes.
我们当中离开人间，留下给你孩子的财产，是不是只有一件衣服？
And among us, those who pass away, is there just one clothing that you can leave for your child?
耶稣的财产就是一件衣服给人家分而已啦。
Oh, who among us only have a set of clothing to give to your child when you leave the world?
您就知道耶稣真的是为我们成为贫穷。
So we can tell from here that Lord Jesus truly became poor for us.
因他的贫穷。我们成为富足。
And because of his poverty, we have become rich.
这个富足是属灵的，就是说我们跟那个富足的神就变和好了啦。
And this richness is in this is spiritual, so we are reconciled with the God who is rich.
所以借着贫穷的耶稣，我们与富足的神建立关系，成为父子关系。
So through Jesus, who is poor, we have been able to establish a relationship with God, who is rich.
我有一篇文章在谈到比尔盖茨的小孩。
So there's an article talking about the children of Bill Gates.
他说这些小朋友呢，很懂得利用父亲的财富做自己冒险、自己理想想要做的事情。
So the article says that the children they're good at taking advantage of their father's wealth to be able to go out and pursue their own endeavors.
我们的父亲比比尔盖茨更丰富。
Our Father is even more abundant in richness than Bill Gates.
今天我们来到他面前, 他要给我们丰盛的生命。
So today when we come before him, he is going to give us abundant life.
让我们今生无忧, 来世无虑。
So that in this world we can have no worries, and in after death we can have no sorrows.
您为什么要奉献?
So why do you offer?
因为要跟主耶稣来学习。
Because we must learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们教会现在有两个神学生。
We have two TTP students in
church right now.
If many people who have heard their testimonies about why they have decided to offer themselves to this path, many people are moved. Both of these TTP students, they've had very stable lives and jobs in the society.
但是为了神的国度, 他们把世上的工作全部抛弃了。
But for the kingdom of God, they gave up the things of this world.
如果人世间的神学生, 他的奉献可以让你来感动。
If the offering of the these TTP students who are in this world can move you,
那我相信耶稣基督的牺牲比我们任何人更大。
Then I trust that Lord Jesus' sacrifice is greater than any of ours.
所以我们更感恩，更愿意来跟主来学习。
So we must be even more thankful and more willing to learn from Christ.
为什么我们要奉献?
So why do we offer?
因为这是蒙神悦纳的事情。
Because it is something that is pleasing to God.
我们来看哥林多后书八章的十二节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
8章12节
Chapter 8, verse 12.
哥林多后书8章12节
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
Chris, can you read? 8章12节 你换一下
verse 12. For if there is a first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
所以呢，这边提到说，如果你愿意啊，有这个甘心乐意啊，这是神本身所悦纳的。
So here it says, if you have a willing mind, then this is something that is pleasing to God.
而且这个工作呢，是照你所有的，不是照你所没有的。
And this work is according to what you have and not what you do not have.
所以有办法奉献他没有的呢?
Who can offer something they do not have?
当然是我们有什么，然后呢，我们很感谢神，所以我们拿出一部分来献给神呢。
Of course, it is out of what we have because we have a heart of thanksgiving to God, so then we take a part of it and give it to God.
所以这本身就是一个 福气啊，因为你有才有办法给啊。
So this in itself is a blessing because only when you have, then can you give.
那这个动作一定要甘心，神才会悦纳。
So you must do this willingly so that then God will accept it.
有人问说，我真的很不甘心，我真的很舍不得，我这么认真工作才赚这么多，你要叫我奉献，我真的不想拿出来传道，我可不可以不奉献啊？
Some people have said, oh, I'm so unwilling, I'm so reluctant, I've worked so hard for this, preacher, can I not offer?
我说我自己说了，不甘心你就等一等，因为你 像我，如果说我的孩子要给我一个礼物，他真的心不甘情不愿，我心里想，拜托，你老爸又不是没有钱。
So personally, I've told them, if you're really unwilling, then you can wait on this. Because like for me personally, as a father, if my child were to give me a gift, but they were really reluctant, then I would think, I don't need this, I have my own money.
你心不甘情不愿，我收的也很辛苦。
So if you are unwilling and reluctant, then I'm not pleased when I receive it.
所以你真的没有那个信心，还不知道这个真的是福气，那你就再祷告，再等一等。
So if you are really unwilling and you don't have the faith and you don't think of it as a blessing yet, then you can pray and wait.
因为9章第7节这样讲啊,
because chapter 9, verse 7 says this.
他说个人要随着本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强。
So verse 7 says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity.
因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
For God loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah, 你真的是, 我这个, 没有人逼我, 我就是好高兴啊, 我拥有, 我好高兴, 因为这是神, 神的一个福气, 我乐意的拿出来, 我想, 如果一个孩子对父母亲是这样，父母亲一定是高兴的不得了。
So the mindset should be, I'm so joyful to do this, I'm so willing, gladly doing this, no one is forcing me, and if a child is giving this way to the parents, I think the parents will be very pleased.
你看挪亚他被关被在方舟里面被关了一年、啊、因为洪水的关系。
So we know that Noah was stuck in the ark for a year because of the flood.
他出来第一件事情做什么
？And what did he was the first thing he did after he came out?
他献祭给神。
He offered a sacrifice.
那实际上讲，神闻到那个馨香的气味的时候。神真的高兴啊。
And it tells us in the Bible that when the Lord smelled the fragrance of the offering, then God was pleased.
他就说从今以后呢，我不用不再用洪水来咒诅地了。
And he said, from now on, I will not use water to curse the earth.
那地存留的时候呢，有河暑，有寒暑，有冬夏昼夜。就这样子永不止息的这样循环了。
So that while the earth is still here, there will be the seasons, and there will be day and night, and it will not end.
所以如果神悦纳你的奉献，哈。
So if God is pleased and accepts your offering,
给你一点点恩惠，哈，你就一辈子用不完了啦。
And if He gives you just a little bit of grace, then that will be more than you'll need for the rest of your life.
所以保罗这样劝我们了哈。
So Paul tells, encourages us in this way.
他说我们哦，要将自己的身体献上，当作活祭啊。
So he tells us that we have to offer our bodies as living sacrifice to God.
这是神所悦纳的。
And this is holy and acceptable to God.
这也是理所当然的。
And this is what should be.
这个都是到最后讲到，就是说，希望你真的有一颗，过一个这种。线上的人生了、哦、
And this is all pointing, teaching us towards having a life of offering.
真的会让神来喜悦了。
And this will truly please God.
我不晓得有没有跟大家讲过我的小孩的一件事情，让我很喜悦、哦
So there's, I'm not sure if I've ever shared, but there is one thing about my children that I have been very pleased about.
也许有那一年哦，刚好是我老大大学毕业，我老二高中毕业、啊。
So that year, my older daughter, she graduated from college, and my son, younger son, he graduated from high school.
那刚好也是传道调动了一年，我就跟他们讲，毕业典礼不重要，你们要参加的毕业典礼是最高学位的那个毕业典礼，这个毕业典礼都不重要。哎、
So I told them, graduation ceremonies are not important. You just have to attend the one where you have the highest degree.
后来感谢主，他们这辈子至少都有参加过一次毕业典礼了。
So thank God.
就是最后那一次。
So thank God. Later on in their lives, they've all attended at least once their graduation.
他们很听话，他们就帮我搬家，两个都没有参加毕业典礼啊。
So they were very obedient, and then they helped me move. Because that was the year of the preachers moving, and they didn't attend their own graduation ceremony.
我心里很高兴啊，我就说啊，那请你们两个来佛罗里达哈，我带你们去迪士尼乐园玩。
So I was very happy about this. So I said, "You guys, I invited them to Florida. So and I would bring them to Disney World."
因为当时我在 Tampa 当传道。
Because I was assigned to Tampa as the preacher there.
想不到他们到 Tampa， 我刚好生病了。
But when they arrived in Tampa, I got sick.
我说你们去玩哈、哦，那个爸爸旅馆都订好了，你们两个去玩就好了。
I said, "You guys can go enjoy Disney World, and I've already booked the hotels and everything."
他们没有，他们在教会里面帮我祷告啊。
But they didn't. Instead, they were praying for me at church.
所以他们又搬家又不玩又帮我祷告实在是哦，这种奉献的心哦，是奉献给自己的爸爸啊，我实在是心里很感动的。
So they helped me move. They didn't end up going to Disney World without me, and they prayed for me in church. And this kind of mindset attitude of giving, I was so touched.
那种感动不晓得用什么话来形容哈。
And this kind of being touched, I really can't describe it in words.
后来我一个孩子生日的时候，我在他脸书上写下这一句话。
So one of my children, when on their birthday, I wrote on their Facebook wall.
我说这是我的爱子，我心所喜悦的。
I said, "This is my beloved son, who I am pleased."
我心里真的很喜悦他。
Because I'm so pleased with them.
那如果你想，我们如果对我们的爸爸妈妈，我们的爸爸妈妈都这么感动，你有这个心来奉献给神，神不会悦纳吗
？And if this is how we treat our parents, and if we have a heart to offer to God, wouldn't God also be well pleased?
我遇到一个姐妹，她跟我讲她小时候奉献的见证。
I've met a sister who shared with me testimony of when she offered when she was.
因为宗教老师说要奉献嘛，要学会奉献嘛。
Because RE teachers taught her that you have to learn to offer.
而且行善事不可以让别人知道，要默默的、偷偷的奉，就是说不要人家知道的奉献。
And you have to when you're doing good, do it covertly and not in front of others, letting other people know.
所以有一次，她等到教会都没有人的时候呢，她就把妈妈给。 就是跟妈妈要钱、啊、拿到奉献箱去奉献。那小朋友不多了、哦、就是他有一颗心奉献。
So once after everyone has left the chapel, she got money from her mom, not too much, but then she went and offered in the offering box.
我感谢神啊，那个奉献箱伸出一只手来接受他的奉献了、啊。
And thank God, there was a hand that came from the offering box who, that came and accepted the offering.
啊，我说你不怕？哇，突然奉献箱跑进手，你不怕？
And I asked her, were you not afraid that suddenly a hand grew out of the offering box?
啊，不会，在灵里面就知道神很高兴。神很高兴我这个奉献给他，他很高兴，这灵里面的感觉啦。
She said, "No, I wasn't afraid. In the spirit, I could tell that I could feel that God was very pleased with my offering."
所以啊，兼得乐意的是神所喜悦的。
So God truly loves a cheerful giver.
为什么我们要奉献？
So why do we offer?
为了弟兄姐妹生活可以均平啊。
So that our brothers and sisters' lives can be good and balanced.
Equality.
Oh, and there can be equality.
我们看哥林多后书八章的十二节。
Let's read
八章的十三节十四节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 13 and 14.
八章十三节十四节。
Chapter 8 verses 13 and 14.
郑愿云姐妹，郑愿云姐妹，你是郑愿云吗？啊，八章十三节十四节。你可以看黑板，没关系。
Verse 13, for I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, verse 14, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality.
对不起，请继续读十五节好不好？十五节。
In verse 15.
Amen. 这个我们弟兄姐妹每个人的生活水平不太一样。
So among our brothers and sisters, their qualities of life are different.
有的物质比较丰富，有的物质相对缺乏。
Some are more abundant in their material wealth, and some others are more lacking.
但是保罗说呢，其实圣经上讲多的也没有余，少的也没有缺。
But Paul tells us here that in the scriptures it's written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack.
这是在谈到他们行走旷野捡玛纳，有的多捡的也没有剩下来，有的少捡的也没有缺乏。
So this is referring to when the Israelites were in the wilderness and they had to gather manna, and those who gathered more did not have left over, and those who gathered less did not have lack.
保罗用这样的方法，就是我们奉献其实有时候是补足啊，弟兄姐妹彼此的啊一个不足啊，或者是啊剩下的人也可以有机会做爱心呢、啊。
So Paul is using this to refer to how when we are offering in church, it is to supply for where there is lack and then have extra when there is abundance.
所以大家能够更均平一点哦，就是彼此相爱，然后大家生活都可以过得好，均平。
So there can be more equality, and we can show love to one another and have this equality.
你还记得早期啊，他们刚信耶稣的时候，在使徒行传第二章，其实他们过的是人民公社的生活，吃大锅饭的。
And if you remember in Acts chapter 2, in the early church, the members they were living a communal life.
那这个大锅饭哈，有一个缺点就是懒惰的人也有饭吃啊。
In a communal life, the flaw is that even those who are lazy will be able to.
那神不希望人懒惰啊。
But God doesn't want people to be lazy.
后来神就用逼迫把这个人民公社的生活方式把它打散了。
So God used persecution to spread out His disciples and followers.
但是神还是希望大家可以彼此相爱，可以彼此帮补啦。
But God still wanted His people and everyone to be able to love one another and supply for each other's lack.
啊，所以呢，真的多的你到时候也没剩下，少的你到最后也不会缺乏。
So that those who have more will not have extra, and those who is lacking will not really lack anything.
那这个观念的确存在我们真耶稣教会里面。
And this kind of mindset and concept also exists in True Jesus Church.
第一表现在传道人的这个分配工作上面。
First, it is manifested in the way the preachers are assigned.
你知道我们美国真耶稣教会二十几间哦，有的真的很富有啦。
There are 20-some churches in Jesus churches in the U.S., and some are very wealthy.
有的教会人比较少，信徒的工作都收入比较少一点呢。
And there are also churches that there are fewer members, and also most of the members are lower income.
那如果传道人让地方教会来请哈？大教会一间教会可以请三个传道人，小教会请不到半个传道人。
So if the preachers are hired by the local churches, then the big churches can hire three preachers, while the small churches can hire none.
可是我们教会不是用这样的精神在让传道道去帮忙圣工，不是这样子的。
But this is not the spirit of how our church assigns preachers.
我们每个教会，比如大家一起来开会，比如说每个教会的收入，今年每个教会都奉献45%给总会。
So there, we have a meeting, and then we decide every local church will offer, say, 45% to the USGA for all of what they earn
that year. 你这个教会收入100块，那个教会收入50块，每个教会都是收入的45%啊，拿给总会。
So no matter whether this church had received $100 or that church received $50, it doesn't matter. You offer 45%.
那个我们工人的生活费由总会统一支付。
And then the stipend of the preachers, it comes united from the USGA.
那传道到地方教会，如果你仔细看他们的行程，几乎都是啊，如果是两个教会，几乎都是一半一半；三个教会几乎都是啊除以三分之一呀。这样的一个情形来分配传道人的资源。
And the way the preachers who are assigned to different churches, they divide up their time and their resources. It's typically if there's two churches, you divide it by half. Three churches, you divide it three ways. It's equal.
这个就是均平啊。所以软弱的教会，所谓软弱不是说信仰，就是人比较少的教会呢，他们也可以享受到神所差派的人对他们的造就。
So this is equality because even those churches that are more lacking in financial or other types of resources, they can still enjoy the same spiritual resources from church.
那我们财务也是互相交流的。
And even our finances are interconnected.
我觉得法拉盛不算是一个贫穷的教会。算是相当富有的教会。
I don't consider Flushing Church to be a financially poor church. It's actually relatively abundant.
但是我觉得布鲁伦是相对贫穷的教会。
But relatively speaking,
我自己觉得啦，我没有去查了。
Personally, I didn't check the records, but I think Brooklyn Church may be a more financially poor church.
可是你看布鲁伦教会四年买两栋会堂啊。两间会堂。
But Brooklyn Church, in the span of 4 years, they were able to purchase two chapels.
如果没有记错，第一间1.6亿，第二间将近100万。
So if I remember correctly, the first one was 1.6 million and the other one was about a million.
四年当中完成欸。
And this was completed within the span of 4 years.
那个有时候那个负责人在说哦，那个有时候奉献箱都是现金啊，那个时候算钱算到手酸啊，算到掉眼泪啊。
And the council members are saying that in the offering boxes, it was filled with cash. And then when they were counting it, it was so tiring to count it that they were nearly in tears.
那我知道加州有一个教会，那个信徒大会通过就奉献给布鲁伦10万块钱，整个信徒大会通过奉献给布鲁伦教会10万块钱。
And I know there's a church in California that in their congregation meeting they passed the decision to give Brooklyn Church a gift of $100,000.
那这个就是他们了解我们地方教会的神，无论是哪个教会，都是神的钱，不是说哦，这是我个人的，这是我法拉盛的，这是。每个教会的钱都是神的钱。
It is because they had the understanding that the local church's money is not really our money, my money, but it's the money of God.
其他地方有需要，我们就把神的钱挪一挪，那这样子就可以有一个均平上的一种运用。
So if other local churches have need, then we will just reallocate this money that really belongs to God, and there will be equality in the local churches.
这个就是为什么要奉献，就是因为大家可以让物尽其用，人尽其才，各个方面呢，神的资源没有一点点浪费，可以均平的来分配。
So this is another reason why we need to offer, because we can use all of our resources to the best extent, and that there is no waste, and we can all have equality.
那我们再谈到这个哥林多后书8章9章，再谈到我们教会的财务管理要公明啊，要公开透明啊。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, it also talks about how our financial management has to be transparent in church.
那有时候甚至神的工人啊，有时候也要参与这样的一个善工。
And the workers of God also have to be involved in this kind of ministry.
我们看哥林多后书的第8章16节到19节。
Let's Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 19.
8章16节到19节.
Chapter 8, verses 16 to 19.
成名。 8章16节到19节。
Verse 17. Verse 18.
Verse 19,
and verse 19. So if you read closely in this passage, there are at least three workers that were able to take the offerings from all the churches and deliver to where it has to go.
他第一个是提多,
the first is Titus.
第二个没有讲名字, 他是众教会所称赞的。
And the second there is not talked about by name, but it is him, the brother whose praise is
about all the churches.
And then the third is Paul himself.
所以保罗也要帮忙送这个钱到目的地耶。
So even Paul, he was involved in delivering the money to the destination.
如果你读8章的4节, 其实哦, 这个奉献的工作, 他也把它叫成是一种 missionary。 是一种好像到徽州去做一个宣教的工作这样的类似这样的一个情形啊。
So if you read verse 4 of this chapter, you also see that Paul called this type of holy work also a ministry and missionary.
我小弟当传道从来没有想过说我要去参与这个有关奉献的，以前都没有想过，我当传道就当传道啊，传福音就好了。As
a preacher, in the past, I never really considered that I'm also responsible and should be involved in ministry related to offering. I just thought I just need to preach the gospel, and that's being a preacher.
直到我们巴黎要买会堂，那个巴黎没有弟兄教会，没有姐妹教会，没有母教会啊。
Until our Paris members needed to purchase a chapel, and there our members did not have a brother or a church or any related churches in the area.
整个教会就一间我们的教会。
So in that entire area, there's only one of our church.
那巴黎房地产那么贵，他们又要买会堂怎么办？
And the real estate prices are so high in Paris, but they still need to purchase a chapel. What do we do?
那我们传道就打电话去南非啊。 哎呀，你们南非可不可以借钱给巴黎教会啊？打电话到阿根廷，阿根廷教会，你们可不可以借钱给巴黎教会啊？
So us preachers, we called the churches in South Africa and also in Argentina and asked, "Oh, are you able to lend some money to the church in Paris?"
在大家的帮忙下面，他们终于存到够钱，或是借到够钱。 他们自己可以去买会堂。
And with the help of everyone, all the members of everywhere, the parish church was finally able to get enough money to.
那这个过程当中呢，都是公民，透明公开的。
And this entire process was transparent.
所以如果比如说你们南非的要奉献，你们自己能够奉献到这个巴黎的他们要开的账户，你们把钱收集好了，就直接送到那个账户去，不要送给我。
So this entire process was directly, for instance, if the South African members want to offer or lend money or give money to the Paris Church, then they will directly transfer that money to the account that is the Paris Church's account.
我们再来看8章的21节、22节。
Let's also read chapter 8, verses 21 and 22.
或者后书8章21节、22节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 21 and 22.
是不是叫丹丹？是不是林丹丹是吗？ 有没有叫错？是不是？有没有叫错？丹丹，请你读8章的21节、22节。Verse 22。
啊，对不起，也继续读23。In verse 23。
要再介绍一起处理钱财的这两位弟兄哦，他特别介绍他们是教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
So when Paul introduced the two brethren that also are involved in financial affairs, he called them the messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ.
又说呢，他们其实在很多事情上都是试验过的。
And it says that they have been proved in many things.
就是经手这些钱，你我们可以，他们有信用啊，可以放心呐、啊。
So that they have credibility and can be trusted with managing money.
但是他又说呢，虽然你信得过，我们还是要行光明的事哦。
And it says that even though you may trust them, but you still have to do honorable things.
不只是在神面前，在人面前也是这样哈。
And not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men.
所以哦，弟兄姐妹，我们教会的财务哈，都有那些 auditor， 都有那些查账的人员呐。
So brothers and sisters, our financial affairs at church, there's always auditors who audit the money.
大概一个 quarter 就要来报告一下，跟弟兄姐妹报告我们的财务状况。
And about every quarter, they will report our financial affairs and conditions.
弟兄姐妹 ，sisters， 每一个人啊，有兴趣的、有问题的，都可以跟财务来询问。
And any brother or sister that has is interested or has questions can ask the financial affairs.
那教会如果这样公开哦，很多人奉献都非常的放心呐、啊。
So if there is this transparency in church, then people can have trust when they're offering.
所以哈、哦，我们凡事要按照规矩行了哈、哦。
So we must do all things according to the proper manner.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果有人哦，给你写个 email 说哦，我们什么地方需要钱，可不可以请你奉献？如果个人跟你写的，你一定要小心。
So, brothers and sisters, if you receive a private message from any other brothers or sisters asking for money, then you have to be more cautious.
你一定要查询是不是这个账户是教真的是教会所设立的账户。
You have to inquire and really check whether this account is truly belonging to that local church.
一般我们不会鼓励弟兄姐妹自己写信去到处要为了教会去到处跟人家。拿乐捐呢、啊、哦，一般哦，比如说有个教会需要，一定是总会的公函，啊，会透过总会再到地方教会，啊、负责人会在这边报告，有心要奉献的啊，透过这个管道来奉献，这样才是公开，才是透明的。
Because typically our church does not encourage individual members to go directly message other members in other churches to ask for funds. Usually it would go through the local church up to the USGA, and the USGA will make an announcement that will then be distributed to all of the other local churches.
我们不能说啊，我相信这个人呢、啊啊。保罗说你相信这个人不错，但是哈、哦，在人面前，在神面前哈、哦。大家一定要行光明的事情啊。
So even though you may trust this person, but Paul also tells us that in the sight of the Lord and in the sight of men, we have to do honorable things.
那这个奉献到底有什么啊？对我们本身有什么益处呢
？And what benefits does offering have for us?
我们来读哥林多后书八章的六到九节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 6 to 9.
对不起，九章的六到九节。
Chapter 9 verses 6 to 9.
哥林多后书。九章的六到九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 9。
华英姐妹，请你读。到九节，六到九节。
Verse 7。Verse 9.
这个第一句话他就告诉你哦，这个奉献的道理就像撒种了。
So, verse 6 tells us that offering is like sowing seeds.
你多撒多种，你就多收；你少撒少种，你就少收。
If you sow sparingly, then you will reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, then you will
reap bountifully. 这个很奇怪的道理啊！这明明奉献就拿出去了啊！拿出去，我怎么可能还会多收呢？这个是很奇妙的道理啊。
So this may seem like a strange concept because when I'm offering, I just give, and then like when do I receive?
你们家后院有没有种菜？
Do you plant any fruits or any food in your backyard?
我今年我家后院种了五颗豆子啊。
This year I planted 5 green beans in my backyard.
我觉得种少了，因为每次收都炒不到一盘。
So I think I sowed sparingly because every time I harvest and I reap, it's not enough for a plate.
那少种你就少收啊。
So if you sow sparingly, then you will reap sparingly.
那神就是说奉献就是这样，很奇妙。你奉献好像多了，哎，怎么收回来又多了呢？
So God tells us this is the way when you offer, even when you offer more, then it seems like when you will receive even more in return.
来，我们来读第十节哈。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节林英。您应来读第十节。真的呢，你种菜就是这样子哦，你会得到那个种地的种子啊，你一直结哈，你留几颗，明年又有好多的种子可以种了。
So truly when you are planting, this is the way it happens that because you're planting and bear fruit, so you will receive even more seeds that you can plant next year.
这个道理真的不晓得要怎么讲，这个太奇妙了。明明是奉献，为什么跟种地的用这样来比喻呢？
So this is a very wonderful message and it's parallel to planting. Offering is parallel to planting.
所以马拉基书就讲说，你试试看。看看天上会不会打开窗户，哈，赐福给你，甚至你没有地方可以容纳。
So the book of Malachi tells us that we can test God in this way, that and see whether He will open up a window from heavens and will give you more than you can receive.
那第九章八节也是这样的意思，哈，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
And chapter 9 verse 8 in 2 Corinthians also says this.That God will make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency.
使你们凡事富足，能行各样的善事。
And may have an abundance for every good work.
那道理是这样讲嘛，对不对哈？
And this is what the message is.
啊，我自己的观察也是这样呢。
And this is also my personal observation.
我不晓得我们教会谁奉献的哈，因为传道在地方教会都。我们不会去知道谁奉献多，我们都不知道。所以您有没有奉献多，我都不知道。
So for us preachers, we actually do not have knowledge of who it is and how much each of you are offering.
但是小弟有在这个联总负担一点责任哈，那个国际性的，有的人要奉献给联总的，我比较清楚。
But I also have some responsibilities in the International Assembly, so I have more knowledge on who is offering.
那我就一直烧我的头啊，我一直烧头啊。
And I'm kind of confused.
明明去年你已经奉献这么多给这个文宣基金了，啊，怎么今年你还有这么多可以奉献呢？
Last year you already offered so much to literary ministry. How come this year you have this much still to offer?
你知道我们联总最烧钱的部门就是媒宣部，就是那个
literary ministry.
就是我们叫媒，我现在改名叫 media ministry， 叫媒宣部了。
So the most money consuming department in IA is actually our media ministry.
你知道我们做了，我们自己开发了圣经的软体叫 Rhema。
Because we developed our own True Jesus Church Bible Study program called Rhema.
我们教会有很多的网站啊，很多的慕道朋友，世界各地的不同文字的啊网站，真耶稣教的网站。
And we have a lot of online resources and websites that belong to True Jesus Church.
这个部门我们请了很多弟兄姐妹啊，这个其实每年用了很多的这种金啊财力啊啊，在做这种网络上的工作。
And for this department, we hire many brothers and sisters, and we also use a lot of financial. We have a lot of expenses every year.
那我就觉得很奇怪，怎么这个家庭？我当然你们不，我不会讲是谁嘛。我就觉得很奇怪，为什么你撒种的，你就是神给你机会继续撒呢？反正怎么你，因为你肯定是根据你有的嘛，奉献一定是照你所有的，不是照你所没有的啊。可是你几乎每年你都有办法做这件事情。
So I get, so I see this family, and of course I'm not going to name them, but they are sowing the seed this year, and they offer according to what they have, and then next year they keep sowing so much.
所以小弟就注意到说，喜欢奉献的人哈， 神给他们更多奉献的机会。
So I have observed that those who are cheerful givers, God truly will give them more opportunities to give.
真的，你会有些体验的哈。
And you will really experience this.
有一次我们 NCC 的时候，我们有三个传道人起得比较早，后来就在餐厅里面聊天，那是禁食啊，不能吃饭，只能聊天呢。
So during one of our NCC sessions, three of us preachers, we woke up early, and because we were fasting, so we just sat in the love hall and talked.
陈建宏传道有一个 iPad， 就像这样的 iPad。
And Preacher Chen, he has an iPad.
我看到他那个 iPad 的那个背后有刻他的名字陈建宏。
And I saw in the back of the iPad, there's an engraving that says Preacher C.H. Chen.
Yeah, 那我就说啊，传道啊，你这个很特别哈。
And I said, oh, Preacher, this is a really special iPad.
哦，他说哦，这个哦，这个是免费的。
And he said, oh, this was free.
我说怎么免费的？
And I asked how come it was free.
我太太哦找我去大华九九买菜啦，啊大华九九就有抽奖啊。我太太说哦随便丢啦，反正丢一个地址跟名电话嘛哈，啊随便丢就丢下去了，啊一抽起来就是一个免费的 iPad 啦。
So my wife took me to 99 Ranch supermarket to shop, and then they were having a lottery. So then we wrote down our names, threw an address, threw it in, and then we got the prize, which was an iPad.
那周俊宏传道就把他的 iPad 拿出来，我这个 iPad 也是免费的。
And then another preacher Joe, he also took out his iPad and said, my iPad was also free.
他说哦，我带孩子去看牙医啦，啊那里有个 promotion， 那段时间看牙医的每个人一个 iPad 啦。
I brought my kids to the dentist, and then they had a promotion. During that period of time, anyone who goes to the dentist for an appointment gets a free iPad.
啊，我就把我的 iPad 拿出来，我说我这个 iPad 是免费的。
And then I brought out my own iPad and said my iPad was also free.
那时候我住牧费城啊。
At the time, I was the resident preacher in Philadelphia.
我三月啊下雪过后不久去租房子，那个时候没有什么人在租房子啊。啊，租房子的时候哈、哦，他就一个圆圆的啊，让你这样转哦，啊，看你得到什么奖品啊。
So I was renting an apartment or a house at the time, and there were not a lot of renters, so they had a roulette where you can spin the wheel and then and get a prize.
我一转，哇，一个最大的电视机，不知道几寸，我都忘记了。
So I spin the wheel and then I got the prize, which was a really big television.
我说我不看电视的，可不可以换 iPad?
And I said, oh, I don't watch TV. Can I switch that for an iPad?
他说，哦啊。iPad 比较便宜，这个电视机比较贵，当然可以啊。
And they said, "Oh, iPad is actually a lesser price. It's cheaper, and the TV is more expensive, of course."
那我们就在那边笑，哇，怎么免费的 iPad 都掉到传道人的家里面去了
？So we were chuckling during our chat because all of the free iPads went to the preachers.
那其实真的有时候我们当然他们都是全身奉献的嘛，哈。那你就有时候真的看到神额外的恩典呐、啊。
So of course, all the preachers are offering their whole lives, and you can really see this extra grace from God.
所以有时候你奉献，神就给你种地的种子，这是地上的一些bonus 啦，额外的福气啦。
So when you offer, God will really give you these extra seeds and extra bonus.
那其实更重要是仁义的种子。这边说呢，也要多多加给你们仁义的果子啊。
And here it also tells us
第十节的最后一句话
that you'll increase the he will increase the fruits of your righteousness.
也就是说，真的，你这个善行会蒙神特别的纪念呐、
啊。Which is saying that your good deeds will be especially remembered by God.
你可以积财宝在天上，蒙神纪念。
You can accumulate your treasures in the heavens, and God will remember you.
有时候我在想那个巴拿巴，真的很令我羡慕啊，巴拿巴。
So sometimes I think about Barnabas, and I truly admire him.
他把所有的钱财物哈、哦、卖掉，奉献在使徒的脚前。
He sold all of his possessions, and then he brought the money that he earned from selling to the apostles.
最后又把身体献上，成为一个全职的传道人。
And then he offered his whole self to become a full-time evangelist.
我在想他在天国赏赐不晓有多大。
Then I think about he must have such great rewards waiting for him in heaven.
我没有时间再欢了哦。那你我他们巴拿巴这样奉献，弟兄姐妹这样奉献，我们听到这些，我们心中充满感谢啊。
So when we hear about how Barnabas and other brothers and sisters offer in this way, and we're very moved and full of thanksgiving in our hearts.
所以呢，十二节就说呢，这个不但是帮补圣徒的缺乏，可以叫许多人越发感谢。教会充满了神的恩典，很多人奉献。 大家都很感谢，哎呀，原来都是神的爱激励大家了，所以感谢的心呢、啊、就充满在我们当中了。
So verse 12 tells us that not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. So when we see these kinds of offerings, everyone in the church becomes very full of thanksgiving, and we all thank God, and this thanksgiving fills the church.
啊，以上我们谈到啊，奉献的益处是什么
？So this afternoon we have discussed what is the benefits for offering.
我们可以得到种地的种子。属世的福气
We can receive the seeds to sow in the land and worldly blessings.
仁义的种子，神的纪念
And also the seeds of righteousness and be remembered by God.
叫感谢可以增多，弟兄姐妹当中充满了感恩的心
So that among brothers and sisters, we can be abounding in thanksgiving to God.
盼望我们每个人都可以有乐捐这样的一种厚厚的恩典
So I hope that every one of us will be overflowing in rich generosity in this blessing.
我们就聚会到这边
So this concludes our service.
我想我们时间到了，但是我们唱一首诗好不好？好像每次都唱一首，好像唱得不够的样子。
So let's sing another hymn.
118首。
Hymn 118.
Let's pray together.